Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things dopamine and focus. Ever feel like you're constantly battling your own inner critic? Like that nagging voice in your head just won't let you catch a break? Well, buckle up, because today, we're diving into the incredible power of positive self-talk and how it can seriously help you regain control over those pesky addiction triggers. Let's be real, folks. In this day and age, where instant gratification is practically built into our phones, it's easy to get sucked into a cycle of dopamine chasing. We scroll, we like, we share, and before we know it, hours have melted away. But guess what? Positive self-talk can be your secret weapon against those digital distractions and those cravings that keep pulling you back in. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll blow your mind. First up, recognize the power of your words. Seriously, the things you tell yourself every single day shape your reality. If you're constantly berating yourself with negative thoughts like "I can't resist" or "I'm always failing," guess what? Your brain starts to believe it. But when you flip the script and say things like "I'm strong enough to choose differently," or "this is a learning experience, I'll get through this," your mindset shifts, and that makes all the difference. Think of it like rewiring your own internal software. Those positive affirmations are the code that helps you build healthier, more resilient you. Next up, practice gratitude. This might sound cliche, but trust me on this one. Focusing on what you're grateful for, big or small, literally reprograms your brain to look for the good in things. Instead of dwelling on those cravings or feeling like a victim of circumstance, take a moment each day to appreciate the sunshine, a delicious meal, or even just a comfy bed. Those little sparks of gratitude can build up and create a powerful sense of positivity that helps you resist those tempting distractions. Now let's talk about mindfulness. Ever notice how your cravings tend to hit hardest when you're stressed, bored, or emotionally overwhelmed? That's because your brain is seeking a quick dopamine fix to cope with those uncomfortable feelings. But here's the trick. Mindfulness practices like meditation and deep breathing can help you become aware of those triggers in real time. Instead of reacting impulsively, you can pause, take a few breaths, and choose a healthier way to deal with whatever is coming up. Remember, change takes time. So be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. Every time you catch yourself slipping into negative self-talk or succumbing to a craving, acknowledge it, reframe it, and move on. Think of it like a game. The more you practice, the better you become. And finally, don't be afraid to reach out for support. Talk to friends, family, or even a therapist if you're struggling. Knowing you are not alone can make all the difference in staying motivated and committed to your journey of self-improvement. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're scrolling through social media and bam. You see an ad for that new video game everyone's raving about. Your brain instantly goes into overdrive. Oh my god, I need that. And before you know it, you're clicking buy without even thinking. Sound familiar? This happens to all of us, right? But here's where the power of positive self-talk comes in. Instead of letting the urge take over, try saying something like, "I choose to invest my time and energy in activities that bring me real joy and fulfillment." Boom. You just shifted your perspective and took back control. So remember, folks, positive self-talk isn't about denying your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, build yourself up, and create a mindset that supports your goals. That's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, you are capable of incredible things even when it feels like those cravings are trying to hold you back. So keep practicing, keep believing in yourself, and most importantly, keep those positive vibes flowing. Join me tomorrow for another dose of dopamine damage control. We've got a whole lot more to unpack on this journey together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.